A lot of people eat, well now, it may have heard people talk about shrimp.
Could it be shrimp?
Might be, yeah. It might be, yeah.
I believe it could, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp. I never did eat any shrimp.
You never have eaten
any? I don't think I'd like it.
Oh.
You know, I'm not much to eat fish. I used to like it.
No wonder you don't go fishing. You don't like to eat it.
I used to like fish, but I just got turned against it.
Oh, you did?
Just the smell of it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that can happen. Now,
if I dress fish, I can't eat them at all.
Oh, I know. That's right. If you have to get into all that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Now, this next part's about insects of different kinds. Now, the insect that flies around the light at night, you know, it's got big...
That there is a... what do you call them?
Got white wings, you know.
What wing?
Looks sort of like a butterfly, but it comes in.
Well, they're camouflage.
Oh, and have you heard of what about a miller?
Well, they're a little old thing that flies around.
Does that come out at night?
Yeah, right smart. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Round the light.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Well, now, what about those things that get in your house and lays their eggs in your old clothes? Like especially in wool clothes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where they could just see. I think I know, but I can't call the name. You take
moth?
Paint mothball. You take moths, is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, take mothballs and you can keep them out.
That's right.
I remember now.
Yeah. And the thing that flies around at night with the light in its tail, that's a
lightning bug.
And then the insect that be around the pond a lot of times, it's got a long, thin body and filmy looking wings. And a lot of times people say it's a sign there's snakes around.
That's snake feeders.
Snake feeder?
There's a thing there. Got two wings on each side.
Oh, it's got two wings.
White looking wings.
Uh-huh.
Long bodied outfit.
Mm-hmm.
They call them snake feeders.
It's called snake feeder. Uh-huh.
I guess that's just the name for them. I don't know.
Snake feeder.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called snake doctor?
No.
No, just snake feeder. And what about kinds of insects that you'd have that would sting?
Well, there's a bee that'll sting,
uh-huh.
Honeybee, and then these big old bumblebees,
mm-hmm.
And they'll put it to you, too.
Oh, they will? Have you ever had that happen?
I've had it happen.
And what about the ones that, like, build sort of like paper-looking nests?
Oh, that's a wasp, ain't it?
Yeah, and you have, do they have many of those?
Yeah, right smart, a good many, but I don't believe as many as there used to be.
Uh-huh. So there used to be lots more
wasps. I believe they did. Maybe it's because I ain't out too much, ain't around too much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they used to be a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see too many anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about those things that make a nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber?
Yeah. Now, are they a type of wasp?
Well, they look like them, but I don't know whether they can sting or not. I never had one to sting me, but
uh-huh.
They say they can. I don't know. I just don't know whether they are a stinger or not.
Now, what?
But anyway, I think they sure to do because they'll get a spider and they'll kill him.
Oh.
And I think they sting him.
Oh,